Hello everyone, here is an episode from our Patreon. It's a bonus for you all for being such loyal people and listeners.
You're going to say for being good boys?
No. I wasn't going to say for being good boys, for being good people.
Being good boys and girls, happy new year.
That's Harriet, she's on a Zoom call with me because she's helped me record an audition as a fat postman. Haven't you, Harry?
Hope you get it.
But have a lovely lovely holidays, I guess, and enjoy this special episode, which you normally wouldn't get. Okay?
Yeah, this is what the Patreons get. They get it weekly. So, happy new year. Let's start again. New year, new you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How many mugs have you got?
Six.
Really?
Actually, I've got loads, but they're like my granddad's old ones.
How many plates have you got?
Like 10.
Do you want them all, or?
I'll give you a plate.
Thank you.
I should actually set you up. I'll give you, what do you need, a knife and a plate?
No,
you've got a knife, you need a fork.
No, I don't need a plate, I was just having a laugh.
I should give you, you can take one home.
Okay, thanks.
Welcome to New Year's Wise. Harriet crying.
That? Was that recorded?
Yeah.
People know you don't have forks.
People know you don't. How many plates have you got?
I got enough stuff to eat off.
Do you want a mug? I'll give you a mug.
I got enough mugs. Yes, Elliot?
No, I was saying you got one.
No, I don't have plates. I don't believe in plates. I don't want them. I like shallow, wide bowls.
But you say
that's
this.
Just a plate.
Yeah, and every time we go there, like, it's just really inconvenient.
For who?
Like, it's fine for you on your own, but you're not an island.
Right, well, you're not coming back.
Fine.
Or you, Elliot.
What?
I can hear you silently agreeing with her.
No, I don't take sides.
Happy New Year.
That was the most grumpy Happy New Year I've ever heard. God, I mean, it's got to be a better year than... The thing is, everyone keeps saying, I mean, things can't ever be this bad again.
Of course they
can.
And
I'm like, of course they can. They can be worse.
What do you mean?
This isn't a war.
Oh, you think?
That's what I keep thinking. I'm like, don't say this. Things can't get as bad again. What do you mean?
You were like, this is awful before. You were like, this is the worst
it can
be.
I've never said it's the worst it can be. I've never said that because I have a very vivid imagination. We talked about this on the last episode. So I can imagine things getting worse.
But also, it's not like it changes when New Year's happens. Like, we know for a fact that January and February is going to be just the same as November, December,
right? But mentally it does.
No, it's worse. It's worse. Because people will have been at home for Christmas.
God, that's so bleak. The thing is, in my head, though, it does always... I like a fresh start, and I like a new calendar, like a new day. So to me, like, whatever you say, it will still feel like a new start on the 1st of January.
Yeah, still be nice.
Have you guys bought new diaries?
No.
Or calendars?
No.
No, I use... I don't use like written down diaries.
I make my own calendar out of a piece of A4 paper and a ruler.
I was just talking to Elliot, actually.
Sorry.
You have a journal?
Yeah, I have a couple of...
But that's
I have
not
two
dated.
Journals. No, I have like not planning events type ones.
Writing your thoughts and dreams.
I don't do enough. All I have is this.
Yeah.
So like I'll go, I know in 2 Fridays' time I'm doing
it. So what do you write in it? It's like Dear Diary kind of thing?
Yeah, just like my emotions and stuff.
Elliot, is it one of those ones that already have the emotions there? So like you circle
Check
if it's sad and
no.
Or you circle if it's happy. Have you seen
What's
these?
That?
No, I'm too complex for a pre
You have to have a whole full sentences.
I do the same thing as well.
What do you do?
I write a journal.
No, you don't. Your journal will be like bought butter.
No, it wouldn't be.
Got a new hat.
Did joke about butter.
Yeah.
People laugh.
Yeah, your journal will be did podcast. Your journal will be did podcast.
I contain multitudes. You leave me alone.
I do. You two don't.
You don't have
You'd
any multitudes.
Be like, moved
you have
house,
chewed.
Found rat, left.
Rat on foot, cried.
Rat on foot, cried.
I was terrified you read my diary once.
Do you remember? Why?
Do you remember when I was staying at Sean's and then you were over and I think you had... You had a call because you were on the radio.
I was doing a radio call,
But you were in the room where
I
hid my diary. So I had to go in partway through and take it off.
Elliot, I can't believe it.
He called Sean a c***.
He called Sean a c***.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
If they let you stay in their house, you called him a c***. You're writing in your journal.
How dare he?
Can we bleep that out?
No. Sean's got to know. If he doesn't know, he can't improve.
Okay, well, let's do a warning at the beginning saying that you said
in this episode.
No, you said it.
You said
well, Elliot said it first in his diary.
Know, I never first, say it. I don't like that word.
Elliot wrote it in his diary first. I once actually, because I go through fits and starts, and sometimes I write a diary just like, but then they're always like so bleak that I don't know. I can never make
Why
them
is it
like.
Bleak?
I don't know. I just start writing and then I just write about all
think,
the awful things.
Oh my god!
Things
do you think you're
happening?
Actually quite a bleak person, but you hide it?
I don't
you
know.
Just push it down.
Yeah, I think so. And so then
you have to let it out.
But I was like, right, that's what I was doing in this diary. But then I think. My therapist was like, stop doing that. You're just starting the day, you're just writing down all these horrible things. And then anyway, I like was like, but then I was like making peace with writing a diary and like being like, oh, I will say how I feel in this diary. And then I feel safe. No one's going to read it because I was worried for a long time someone was going to read it. And then I came downstairs one morning and found, walked out the front door. And I guess like a fox had found the diary and then it was strewn and ripped.
What, in your house?
I don't know what happened. But it was literally like a nightmare where... my diary pages were strewn across outside our front
Why
door.
Why do you have so many understand. Animals ruining your life?
I don't know. I do live like Snow White, but like a kind
so
of evil
a fox
version.
Found your diary ripped up down the street.
Or I don't know who else, but like, can you imagine your pages of your diary just being on the road
That's
outside your house? It was literally like a nightmare. And then I was having to gather them and then the wind was taking them and I was having to grab them.
Did you like hide the diary outside? Why is that?
I don't know.
You hide it inside
happened.
A fox?
Maybe it was an old diary and I threw it out, but all
yeah,
I
that's what it was.
That probably does make sense, actually. That yeah, but it was
Why
just all your thoughts were strewn around the.
But then, like, I think if I'm walking down the street and there's bits of writing on paper, I wouldn't bother picking it
you
up.
You would
reading.
If it was mine. You I would want to.
Yeah, that's it.
You would take it and then you'd keep it and then you'd blackmail me with it.
I was actually a little bit
say,
anxious.
Say, give me a plate for your thoughts.
I was a bit anxious at throwing out all my old writing into the tip.
Wow.
Because it's like reams of paper.
Bit arrogant that you think that people care about.
Well,
your
a bit
writing.
Arrogant people think you, they care about.
Mike, they
writing.
Did. They clearly did. Either
no,
a fox or a journalist went
no
through
one...
my bins and then strewn my diary everywhere.
Yeah.
So what? You were worried that you thought somebody would find it.
No,
and they'd
I was like,
keep
what's
it?
In here that someone could read and think this? These are the words of a psychopath.
Wait,
but that
that's
sounds
where...
like a what a psychopath would think. Like...
No, a psychopath wouldn't be worried. Psychopath would be like, no, that's normal.
Why did you go to psychopath?
Just, I don't know, just anything bad.
No, see, I go to like worry about hurting someone's feelings, like that I've written about
I don't
someone
write bad
and then they've
about
hurt
people.
Their feelings. But you know,
maybe
but
that's because
you
write bad things about people.
Maybe
you're
you. Worried that people think you're a psychopath. So you're not worried about somebody else's feelings being hurt. You're worried about being discovered.
Yeah, but I don't
that's
write about
ominous.
I don't write bad things about people like you two.
Like us two.
Yeah,
write
you're
bad
worried about.
About...
other people apart from you too.
That's really
thank
nice
you.
Actually yeah. Thank you Snell.
I've been being slaughtered in these mind games today.
Wow, it's nice actually. I feel like before it was like you and Bobby always take sides and
yeah,
now
yeah.
I feel like Elliot's come to my side. I know you don't take sides Elliot she but is. We know. We don't.
Yeah, he's just helping you out because he feels sorry for you.
That's the kind of mean thing that me and Elliot have to fight against.
It's a very toxic environment.
Yeah, very toxic.
Should we try and cleanse? Let's have a clean 2021.
We have to cleanse to go into 2021.
Be nice.
Yes. What do you, either of you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, I don't know because I, and this is completely true. My New Year's resolutions for 2020 was like go out more and see more of London.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah.
It you
was
did
all,
this, Elliot.
It was all very
your
much.
For wishing for more.
Yeah. And I'd never made a resolution before. This is the first time I'd ever done it.
Yeah.
And I basically had a plan to do, like, every month go on a little adventure, either in London or elsewhere. And it's like, nope. No.
You can still have... I was reading about this in, like, an article on how to find joy even in miserable times. You can still have little adventures nearby. So, like, you could maybe go to... I'm trying to think of an example, and it's really hard. You could go look at, like... cool tree
Christ.
Or something like if you go on an adventure somewhere like
yeah.
Where could he go?
I mean I
Carnaby
feel...
Lights you could go look at Carnaby Lights and then that's like your adventure.
I could do that and then I'll feel like I've accomplished something because it was like I could just go and
yeah.
do that easily.
I actually feel as if life is a great adventure on its own really.
Have you ever made a resolution?
No.
Well I think you should because they're for people to improve themselves and I think you could do some improvement.
No.
Clean
have I got my back to him? I feel like I have my back to him and it
yeah,
feels
I've
good.
Yeah, I've got a resolution.
What?
Me and Elliot are going to go and do a woodworking class.
You're going to get loads of splinters.
Yeah,
and then you're
going to
be really...
really hurt. I'm going to be really crumpy all the time. My splinters all over me.
What is that? You keep mentioning that, but
no,
what is
I just,
that?
I looked it up the other day because I want to do something...
Crafty.
Crafty.
And you already thought, do crafty things all the time.
What's that? Like what?
like, what, I'm just thinking of the other use of the word crafting.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, explain yourself.
Like when you sneak.
Explain
into...
this accusation. When I sneak, what?
When you sneak into people's
cupboards. When I sneak into people's cupboards.
And steal their umbrellas.
And steal their umbrellas. Okay, that's crafty. A wild accusation that I deny. yeah, I thought I'd do something with my hands. So something crafty. And I was thinking, what can I do? I'd ideally like to do something at home, so knitting would be great.
Yeah.
But I want to do something where I've made something at the end of it.
What would you want? Do they tell you what to make, or can they just...
I think you start
They just
small.
Give you the wood.
I think it's got like a wooden table.
That's not small. A table's big.
Small tables are small.
What is it? Table for dolls?
No, like a little table. Coffee table or a side
Absolute,
table.
That is not how you start. Absolutely not.
Well, I'm going to start that way.
No, that is an advanced level woodcrafting.
You start with like a curtain.
You just showed me the table your dad made. And it's a slab of wood with four metal legs.
Yeah, he felled that tree. You're not felling any
trees.
Did
he fell the tree?
He felled the tree and he cut the thing and then he cut the wood. You're not doing any of that. You're going to make a little bookmark. So you're going to make a wooden...
A spatula.
And every time you read, you're going to go, ow!
No, do you know what? I'm going to make some plates.
A wooden plate? Nobody wants that.
All right, I'll do a pottery class.
You are all over the place today. You're so confident about something and then you immediately backtrack.
I
can imagine
resolution.
You both actually like that film Ghost style, both of you making a pot. Yeah.
Who's
the
ghost?
Okay. I'm the ghost.
So is it in a row of three?
One
where
is the
pottery
one behind the other one.
Three of us are making it. But my arms don't reach. I'm at the back.
So the clay's just spinning out of control. Okay. That's an interesting image.
That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, so I'll either do that or I don't know, I'll find something.
I think you need to aim lower because then you're actually going
to
do it.
I think you need to aim lower.
I couldn't aim lower if
I tried. What's yours?
What's your resolution?
Sneaking
into people's cupboards and stealing umbrellas.
That was yours. That should be yours. Mine last year was to stop like pushing so much and just let things happen. And I feel like I brought the whole pandemic. Like, I was just being too, like, forceful with things and impatient. And then I've been forced to be patient by the year.
This is
I wished
isn't
for
it?
Something that I did not want. And it has had
of
horrible consequences
whole...
around so the whole help? World.
Is it not helped to force you to be patient? Have you not?
I could not feel more impatient right now. But you have. I'm trying to embrace right. it. Yesterday, I woke up at 9 and watched morning TV. I've given up. I think is what's happened. And morning TV is absolute garbage, I will say. And I've got two advent calendars. I ate my advent calendars while watching morning TV in my dressing gown and I didn't get dressed until 6 p.m. when I had to go to a gig. And so this year has forced me to give up.
So your resolution is to give up more?
Next year's resolution is to push more again because I couldn't push last year to start pushing again because I've stopped pushing too much and
I've
just given up.
You've learned to have confidence in who you were before.
Yeah, I think I need to be able, because at the moment I don't want to go anywhere, I don't want to do anything. I have truly given up. My hair,
you love
can't
going
be bothered.
Somewhere.
Not anymore. This is because I've given in to the year.
I think this is something that a lot of people are feeling currently. It's like, I think it's the weather. It's just been dark for like 2 weeks
now. It's really dark.
It's been grim. The nights are really dark. And also there's the pandemic and it's like Christmas maybe. Is that New Year's? No, that's not going to happen. What have people really got? There's no parties to look forward to at the end of the year.
There
That's
is
the way
really
you get through the dark
nothing
season.
Nothing to look
like
forward to. Yeah, usually this time of the year,
smashed.
I'm just drunk every night, just trying to get through until Christmas Eve when I'll become ill. And then I'm ill until New Year's and then I won't drink I'll run for 3 days and then I'll give up and then wait till next year to start the whole process again.
But now this year has been more common for people to just... Because I don't know if either of you are doing this when... You're just sitting at home getting drunk on your own. It's like not an odd thing anymore.
No,
it's
I
just,
don't do
you're
that.
Just drinking
and
most nights.
This is an intervention for Sunil. I've actually stopped drinking.
I've stopped drinking.
Because I was drinking every night.
There's a bottle of Southern Comfort, Smirnoff, Captain Morgan's, Jack Daniel's, and Duluth. Is that Prosecco? Yeah.
And I've actually ordered some Kahlua to come
That Southern
tomorrow.
Comfort's halfway done. Captain Morgan's
Well, that
halfway
was
done.
Actually, these were actually from my dad. They had a party and this was left over.
Because they know you'll drink it, they give it to you.
Yeah.
You'll drink leftover drinks from a party, someone else's party. That's you.
Well, it's a family party.
Without you?
I was invited to this one.
This is not the consolation
prize. I shouldn't have been so proud about that. I just started drinking every night. I have something to look forward to. But I've knocked it on the head and I've just said I won't drink alone. So now I have to try and persuade other people to drink. But Bobby doesn't drink, so I'm going to have to find a new
husband. You're
going
to have to get out there.
Or get out there, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I've stopped drinking at home as well.
When did you stop? Because last time I saw you, you were drinking multiple cans a night.
Weeks ago, I stopped. I stopped after all the free cans that Sean's wife gave me.
She has a name.
Yeah, Alexa. But they don't know. If I just say Alexa, they'll be like, who's Alexa?
You can still say Alexa, Sean's wife.
Alexa,
you
don't just Sean's
call her
wife.
Sean's wife. Thank you.
She's not going to hear this.
Sean's wife. Sorry, that was...
So she
that
gave
was
me...
something that Elliot said very meanly about you in
what?
His diary.
I would never.
That's something that Sunil made up about Elliot reading his diary.
Harriet has been dropping the C-bomb quite a lot today.
I do find it quite exciting. It's nothing personal. It just feels thrilling to say something you're not supposed to do.
But just to clarify, I got given a slab of lagers at the beginning of this second lockdown. Chinned the fucking lot of them over the course of a week. That's 12 lagers every week. That's not too many. And then I was like, do you know what? That's enough.
Yeah.
I believe you.
And then I saw Red good. The other day and got hammered.
Right. So when you said a few weeks ago, you
came. Yeah, but that was not at home.
That's with people. So that's
that
my rule.
At a gig,
you leave, you can only do it in a social setting.
Fine.
Oh, and then I had a non-alcoholic beer on the street with a friend.
What's the point in that?
Because I didn't want to drink. And there's no point in having a beer on the street. It's just nonsense, isn't it? Just to get a drink, just to chat. I haven't seen him for some time, so he was in London.
So have you stopped drinking?
No.
You're still going?
How many tins are you having a night?
Well, what I used to do before in the early lockdown was...
In the early days.
Was the Zoom drinks where then you'd end the call and then you're just sitting in your bedroom drunk.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing. Ugh. Whereas now what I'm doing is more... I'll have a bottle of wine over a week. So I'll have like a glass at every
couple
of nights.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then that seems a bit pointless because drinking to get drunk when I'm out. That's kind of the way I like to do it.
I actually like the taste of drinking. I would drink every night if I could, just alone, just enjoying it.
Yeah. But then otherwise,
it's very brave of you to say so.
I find getting drunk gets in the way of just drinking.
You can only have two
I'd rather not get drunk.
You can't have more than two drinks anyway.
I know, but it's annoying. If I didn't get drunk, then I could just enjoy the taste. I could just drink and have a nice time.
That must be quite a nice, like, cheaper lifestyle.
What is?
To
two drinks
get
a night.
Drunk really quickly.
Well, no, because then I spend the next day vomiting and then I have to cancel work.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just scratching my knee.
I'd like to recommend a TV program.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's called Rock of Love. Have you heard of it? It's on Amazon Prime at the moment. It was filmed in the, I think, before 2010, but it's a reality show. It was on VH1.
Are there any housewives on it?
With a bit of work, some of them could be housewives, I guess.
Hell does that mean? What misogynist tribe was that?
Yeah, but with a bit of misogynist work. Like, if someone really wanted to make them housewives, they could force them to.
The hell? What do you mean?
Well, because they don't want to be housewives.
What do they want to be?
What do you mean by housewives? Oh, you mean like real housewives of
things? Yeah, I really like
the real housewives. Oh, no. You'd have to say you have to be a housewife for them to be housewives.
Is it like goats or something? What? I don't understand.
So it's goats on a rock and they fall in love. This musician from a band called Poison, called Brett Michaels, I think. So he's got this house and he hasn't got a wife. So he's like, I need a wife.
To put in my house.
He goes, I need a wife to put in my house. And so VH1 made this program and they sent him like 20 women who are huge fans of his to compete.
Never marry a fan.
To compete to be his
compete
like,
physically or like...
Well, they're basically just at each other's throats from day one. Just fighting, drinking, just like really like... He's basically sleeping with all of them, it seems. And then they get eliminated weekly. And like he does challenges for them, like being like, I really want a girl who can dirt bike. So he takes them all dirt biking for a day. It's one of the most... It's distressingly... It's not... It's like, if you see it as a product of its era, you'll be like, okay, thank God no one's making that program again. But it's mad. It's just like... It's just him sleeping with all these women and all them really competing to be his girlfriend. And like, you look at them and you're like, you've got more in your lives than just trying to be this dude's like wife or something. But they're absolutely tunnel vision. All of them want to be his girlfriend.
It sounds awful and I cannot wait to watch it.
And at the end of every episode, after they've kicked one of the girls out, he says, sorry about that, we've got to kick you out. And then he just snogs them and then they leave. And then all the ones that are remaining, they're like cheering. And he gets his mate Dave, who lives with him. He's a roadie. Like this big dude.
Why doesn't Dave get a wife?
Dave's probably doing
all right.
He could
pick a wife out of the ones.
I think Dave's doing fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
And he gets Dave, at the end of the program, after they're all cheering and like celebrating, he's like, Dave, let's celebrate. And Dave comes in with 2 6-packs of lager for the birds. And it just finishes with Dave, Brett Michaels, and about 10 women completely dressed up amazingly. Dave in a black t-shirt and jeans, Brett Michaels in a bandana and a leather waistcoat, and all these women just sinking these little tinnies.
Like another one down?
Around. Yeah, and they're like, yeah, one of our competitors has gone. I'm next in line to be his girlfriend. And three series.
Right, so he doesn't find a wife.
He doesn't find a wife.
Or does he have multiple wives?
No, he's diabetic as well, so he has to take insulin every now and then.
Is that a challenge?
Is that part?
No, he's not, but... And he goes on a date with one of them. He chooses which one to go on a date with every episode. And one of them, he's like, I just can't choose. Can I just go on with both of you? And they're like, yeah.
I'm very excited to see that.
It's like, you could not make that now. It's just like, not, it's not acceptable.
You could if it was a woman auditioning a man.
I guess you could, yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know what The Bachelor or The Bachelorette's like, but this is pretty raw stuff.
This is fantastic.
That's amazing.
Do we have any New Year's resolutions?
What? I'm going to say boyfriend and or career by the end of the year.
By the end of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Not this year.
Sorry,
2021.
Not this year.
Has he thought of doing an Elliot of Love kind of program to find?
I could nail that.
Just you.
No, because I'm worried that they'll
get her
just...
in as Dave, your roadie.
I could be the roadie.
Spray the tins around when you've got rid of her.
I think... this is why I can never do it. It's like, if it was me and then a bunch of competitors in the house, I think they'll all just go for each other. Like,
oh, Elliot, no, that's God's so sake. Sad.
I'm really worried they're just falling
they're
in with each other.
To be with you. famous rock star, Elliot.
You're the famous rock
I
star.
I am a famous rock star, Elliot. But if I'm going to walk into the room with like 12 randos, and I think they'll just like be on a pile with each other, and I'll be like, I don't want to.
That is such a funny idea for a show where they all to have such low self-esteem that they all just fall in love with each other and they go, we don't actually want this.
I'm like, let's go paint the landscape. And they're like, get out.
Yeah. I want to paint the
words one.
Fuck off, nerd.
Yeah.
They're in your house. You have to sleep outside.
They all want a tier of coffee or anything.
Are you one of those people that like, if someone asks you who your ideal dinner party guests, dead or alive, you worry that even if you choose them, they're not going to like you? They'll be like, what the fuck's Elliot doing?
Yeah, I'd be like...
Or Tom Cruise,
I'd be like, Emma Thompson
Einstein,
doesn't want to come to my house.
And they'll be sitting there going, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Like, I know you, Albert, but who's that fucking guy? Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Staff here are a bit confident. He's just sitting with
us. Yeah, yeah. Why is he sitting down? And then you'll be in the kitchen going, "Who? Anyone want dessert?
Yeah. I'm having a great time." Yeah.
And then you just you go to bed, and then they all stay up in your house. Yeah.
I don't know. They'll be like, "We're going to go for a drink."
They're in the bed. I have to go outside.
What was it like being in Vanilla Sky? Fuck off.
Yeah, so that's mine, I guess.
Yeah, that is a worry, though.
Maybe self-esteem should be number one before the other things.
I think what would really help with your self-esteem...
I've got some books you can borrow.
...is building a table.
Oh, for God's sake.
But then I've not got anywhere to put the table. It's going to bum me out. If I come home with
a
table, I'm doing it.
Make a splintery bookmark.
I could do that.
What about some, like, hypnotism tapes?
Well, I can't make that.
Paul McKenna and that.
Oh. Yeah, I guess, okay, boyfriend and or career and or table by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Then I know I'll win. Have to be a badass.
Yeah. Well, do you think, are you a badass if you read it?
It didn't really
no,
work for you,
it didn't
did it?
Work.
What
didn't
worked
work
for you?
Me.
I think what worked for you...
Time.
...is doing something challenging and succeeding in it.
Yeah. Wait, what did I succeed at?
Well, you've got a career in an industry that's notoriously difficult to...
Oh, thank you so much. I thought you were going to say something like... Climbing a
weightlifting.
Mountain. Weightlifting. Yeah,
why don't you do weightlifting and then you can lift more stuff?
I did have a trainer for a bit and she said that I was actually really strong, and she has lots of people and she said that I was actually really strong.
That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
She might say that to everybody. But I don't know if you've seen
some weights here.
Yeah, you got some nice. Is that 3 kilograms? Yeah. That's really small.
How many is that?
Yeah, 4 and 5.
Or is it 10? You got 10.
5 kilograms. That hit you on the head, that would really hurt.
Yeah, well, of course it would.
Yeah. What's your resolution?
Get fucking ripped. Well, I'm going to be moving.
It would be so funny if you were ripped. It'd be ridiculous. You should get ripped. I'm going to move. That would be so funny.
Well, because I'm moving in like February. Yeah. And then I'm going to try and persuade Red Richardson, who lives near me, and persuade him to come and get ripped with me.
That seems rude to Red. Red's state at the moment.
Why?
Well, you're saying he's not ripped and that he needs to get ripped.
He's not ripped. It's an objectively real thing to say he's not ripped.
Wow.
We just determined that he was a cub, didn't we?
Yeah.
A what?
A cub.
What's that?
It's a gay thing.
Because you said you weren't. Bobby said you were an otter.
And I'm not hairy enough to be an otter.
You're not hairy enough.
But you seem
I'm a biscuit boy twink.
That sounds so exciting.
You grow facial
what
hair
does biscuit
quite
boy mean?
I'm not slender enough to be a proper twink, but
you're a biscuit boy.
I also don't have body hair.
I love biscuits.
You love biscuits.
I
yeah,
love
you're
biscuits.
Shortbread biscuits.
You could be a biscuit boy twink.
Can I be a biscuit girl twink?
I'm like, okay.
I don't.
Yeah, anything nowadays. Yeah, go on.
You can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a badass.
You are a badass.
Thank you. Okay, so you're going to get ripped. You're going to get a boyfriend, career, or table.
Yeah, any of them.
One of those three. And I'm going to start pushing, because last year when I stopped pushing, it had dire consequences for the whole world. So I've got to stop. Actually pushing was better than not pushing.
So what do you mean by pushing? Yeah, so does that much mean being more proactive?
Stop like trying
like
to push things,
stuff.
Like make things like
you,
and
sorry,
be
you said
so
you were going
to
start
pushy.
Pushing.
Well, this year I stopped pushing.
Stopped.
I stopped pushing because I was too pushy. And then
next year you're going to
next year I'm going to be pushy.
You're next
going
year
to
she's
going to
be
go
like
back
she
to
was
being
last
pushy.
Year.
Yeah, because it didn't work. It caused a global pandemic. So I've got to.
It's still going on.
Yeah, I know, because I can't let go. Although I think the 9 a.m. advent calendar and morning TV was a turning point.
I think you're.
You got to hit the lows, haven't you? To hit the highs.
I think all of us would be better off if we made more stuff. That's what makes us all happy.
Yeah, good
like
point.
What? Tables.
Tables, comedy, anything yeah. except just consuming stuff. Makes
yeah,
happy.
No, it's true. That's what isn't I always it? Find. If I just go on Twitter and I read everyone's thoughts, then I get overwhelmed. But if I tweet, then I feel like I'm part of the conversation.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's part of it.
You're right. You're actually right, and that's annoying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year,
happy
everybody.
New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
May 2021 bring you
much
joy and being able to go outside.
Blessings.
And touch people and snog and sneeze without panicking.
Share some spoons with ice cream in them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lick stuff.
Go down the fucking wet market.
Okay. Happy New Year!
Thank you, patrons.
Thank you. Bye.